are flying.
We are Poppers and Pals. Podcast, we are Poppers and Pals.
It's a podcast.
We are Poppers and Pals.
Fun podcast.
We are Poppers and Pals. Yes, 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 yes. Tonight, our guest is D.O.A.
Nice.
S.O.D. No. There you get them.
We don't have enough money.
We are Poppers and Pals. Podcast. We are Poppers and Pals.
Podcast. Carrie Means is cool enough to hang out with us.
Podcast. We are Poppers and Pals.
Everybody, I'm Donnie Vagrant.
And I'm Sean Magnum.
And this is Partners and Pals Podcast.
And it's sponsored by, hold on, I'm going to get our sponsor real quick. I forgot.
I haven't gotten any money.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll give you, hold on, what is it called? Don't worry, it's worth the fucking wait. Yes. Our sponsor is Nubian Heritage African Black Soap. The Sean. Only soap for your skin. Mixed with shea butter. It is so sexy. It's just
Sean good. Is in love with the soap.
I also have this face wash. It's like African Black Soap and that's what it's called.
Don't look at me all weird.
That's what they call it. So
they.
Yeah, I said it. I'm ethnic. I don't know better.
You don't know better, that's true.
Like Archie Bunker be complaining about me, you know. But it's good stuff. Shea butter. Ordered some Cardi B records. We got the pre-order for Bongos.
So yeah.
When that vinyl comes out, that's going to be headed this way. And I also ordered the Up Blue vinyl. Cause
Up Blue.
Big bad bitches on the button. Bentley band taking your Birkin bag, Bacardi back, you know these bitches, fuck. I know, I mixed all that shit up. I don't care. She ratchet, but I love her for it. Like Megan Thee Stallion's a little more classy.
Megan Thee Stallion.
They both go together so well. Like, it's like classy and ratchet, but like, yeah. Like, Megan Thee Stallion, I feel like would make me work harder for it. And I could smoke a blunt with her at a party and pass it, like, you know, she'd be grabbing it with her nails. Whereas, like, I could smoke a blunt behind the dumpster with Cardi B during a lunch break. And what the fuck are you doing? Every time I get on a roll, you just get on the phone.
I'm letting you talk, and I'm paying attention, and I'm...
But you talking these nuts.
I am...
You are playing on your phone.
I am wheeling and dealing the entire time.
Dealing and wheeling.
I'm making shit happen for this podcast is what I'm doing.
You're done delivering packages for the day, so the wheeling part is over. You're just dealing. What are you dealing?
I was confirming firm. Our guest for the next episode.
You know you said firm, right?
Yeah, I did.
It's pretty funny. But yeah.
Yes. Just like dude. I confirmed the guest tonight, which we haven't mentioned yet, DOS from Cincinnati.
Yeah. Another Cincinnati band.
Yeah, we just had a Cincinnati band last episode.
Yeah, and we've done these so frequently that we can't even tell you what it is because we've had to space these out.
Yeah.
We did FMK, Alex Casnell, and then now DOSL within, what, 3-4 days?
Yes.
Yeah.
But see, we do all this, and now we got more of a podcast weekend.
Yeah. We do have a podcast weekend. We also have probably a weekend off. Yeah. No, they won't know, because this shit will still be coming out. Just bang, bang, bang. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, baby.
Yeah. You hear them upstairs?
I hear them.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just... making sure everything is fine so that way when I announce at the end of the day or the end of the episode, our next episode, I'm not lying to you.
Yeah. Why? You never lied to the people.
No, people have, like, shit has happened, but...
No, it hasn't. We did not. And nothing happened.
All right, nothing happened.
Dude, but, they're trying to give me fucking jury duty again.
Dude, I can't do jury duty. I tell them straight up, I'm like, my work isn't going to pay for me to take off, so unless you can pay me what my missing wages, I can't do it.
Oh, I'll just say something biased, but not what you think. I'll just be like, if they're guilty, then why are they here? Like an 80-year-old, and
yeah.
That usually kind of, like, oh, well, then this person's just so biased. I don't even have to say anything offensive to get out of it.
Joan Baez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's,
the people's court.
She is the people's court. Joan Baez is the people. What? What does she have to do with the people's court?
You're just not on the same. You're on a different plane than I am, my man. That's all.
I'm not a Joan Baez kind of guy. I mean, she's badass. There'd be, like, she made Bob Dylan and all, but still. Like, she cut his finger and made him juggle the Saint card. But, yeah. Yeah, she was the people's driver, actually. Because she was Martin Luther King Jr.'s driver for a while. I think towards the end. And I'm pretty sure the FBI was watching her, too. Like, they were watching everybody. I don't have much to talk about. We've been, like, 3-4 days in a row. I wanted to talk about Stranger Things Ice Cream. We already covered that.
Did we talk about Fear?
Oh, Fear played... We played about. A little bit... Yeah, we talked a little bit about Fear. We can talk a little more about Fear. Like, we didn't go deep into it, because...
Yeah, but this is going to be, like, fucking 3 weeks after the Fear concert at this point, then.
Yeah, so what? We can do what we want. This is our show. What are they going to do? Cancel us?
Well, we do have to call DOS here shortly.
Yeah, that's fine. But if somebody tries to cancel us, I'll just babble nonsense to fucking Rush Limbaugh people. And they'll actually give me money. They're fucking... Yeah. You know what I mean, but... So, yeah. What's up?
Nothing.
You're all hovering around the phone. Are they calling us? Looking, you calling
I'm,
them?
I'm
or?
Calling them. I'm just excited to bring just, our listeners...
Donnie's doing so a slow stroke right now.
From like
he's only at like 45% right now. He's trying to get a good 85% or going before he makes his phone call.
Yes.
You're doing the Axl Rose thing,
I am.
Dude.
I'm ready.
That's the move he did before he smacked a broad. I mean, I don't know if he should be doing that. It's not exactly correct these days. Talking about me catching up with society.
What was something cool? There was something cool that I watched.
Did you watch
I rewatched that? Blair Witch last night.
Oh, yeah? That was fun.
Dude.
That was fun. I love it. When he's like, you know what? I chucked that fucking map. Yeah. That's the best part. And then when dude starts putting the camera on her, he's like, how does it feel?
Yeah.
How does it feel to have every moment filmed? You like being on camera? And she attacks them. That was brilliant film work.
Well, we were thinking, me and Mitter were talking too, like, this is so, like, cool, like, because when it came out, remember that, like, it was delivered like it was real.
I mean, people knew it was a hoax, but they didn't overtly, they put that out in the fine print, that it was a hoax.
Yeah, that was before, like, not everybody had the internet, so.
Yeah, you had to read the newspaper to get that shit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we went and saw it in theaters, and, yeah, especially, and spoiler alert, you know, it's been 20-something fucking years, so get over it, but, like, at the end, when it's the last one, and then the camera just gets knocked down, and you see a figure, a silhouette of a body standing up, like,
yeah.
I thought that was pretty, it was very eerie for the time.
Yeah.
It wasn't overtly scary like a slasher. And it didn't have that demonic evil feeling like The Exorcist, Poltergeist, or The Omen, but it just had this eerie, just something bad's going to happen, and the trip's getting worse and worse, and
too many out.
Right, and there's so many coincidences happening, and then finally one person disappears, and what, their fingers left over or some shit, or a frog? Was it a frog, or did they turn into a frog?
No.
I'm getting
I'm starting to like put medieval fairy tale into this.
I got my son to watch it a few months ago, and at first he's like, this is kind of boring. He's like, this is going to be boring. I'm like, just wait. And then when shit started picking up, he was like, dude, that's like for real scary movie, and that's cool.
You know, what I noticed, like, younger people now who are used to these fast movies, when you could get them to sit through an old movie, like a good one, not just an old movie for the sake of it, but an older movie, they do appreciate it, and they see what they've, like, different perspective on movie making.
That's what I showed him, Red Dawn, the original Red Dawn, and,
like, the late 60s and throughout the entire 70s, just bad endings. The hero dies, or the hero's partner dies. Like, Dirty Harry made it through 5 movies, so it was always his partner that died, but, and then the 80s, it was kind of like more fun action. You had a sad ending, but you also, I mean, you had the Lethal Weapon.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the gangster movies were kicked up a notch. You had Scarface, and then I'll consider Goodfellas, even though it's 1990. And then, yeah, I don't know. So movies, like, have kind of evolved. They've gotten faster, but just like in the last 10, 15 years, they've gotten too fast for it's kind of knocked out our ability to follow a plot. So it's nice when,
yeah,
that there are people younger than us that are willing to kind of that go back and watch,
yeah,
that stuff. Oh, yeah.
Well, I think DOS is probably waiting on us.
Yeah. Does it stand for DOS, the operating system?
No. Hold on, speaker.
Donnie's phone's broke.
Oh, hello?
Hello!
Hey!
Oh, hello!
Hello, hey, hello.
This is Donnie. Hey.
And this is Sean.
Who all do we have there?
We got the whole band, motherfucking everybody.
Yeah, motherfucking everybody.
And our new drummer, James.
Awesome. Well, if you all wouldn't mind fucking introducing yourselves so we all know who's who.
Okay. You go first, Ron.
Ron, the guitar player. I'm Joe, the mouse.
Andrew's the bass.
James, the drummer.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you all for being here. We really appreciate it. We saw you all when our band, The Response, played the Death of Summer Fest, and that was my first introduction to you all and Sean Steve, and very impressed. Impressed.
It's a hell of a show.
Thank you.
I
like how you all are like an American British punk band, but you don't suck like the Casualties.
It's Ron's fault.
My hair is better than the Casualties.
It's a lot better. Fuck Jake and his mohawk. But yeah, you guys were pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going for the old school hardcore thing.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Not enough people are doing that. And it's awesome. And
Speaking of, y'all going to see Negative Approach and Circle Jerks on Friday?
Fuck yes, I am.
All right, I'll see y'all in the pit or outside of the pit.
Awesome. So how long have y'all been together? Y'all have been together a while, right?
Been together, it'll be pretty much 3 years.
Okay.
This summer. So, 3 years this summer, and we just got a new drummer as of a month ago. We just played the Cro-Mag show, and...
Fucking A.
Yeah.
Fucking A, man. It was fun.
Yeah, we just did that, and then we've been together about 3 years. We started in 2020, right when everything was shut down and didn't have anything to do.
Right.
Remember, and then our first show was at that Fuzzy's Taco Shop.
Yeah, we had our first show at a fast food restaurant.
Nice.
A lot of taco places doing shows in the region.
Yeah.
That place had the worst tacos.
That was a gross
God, they're gross. Fuck.
What was it called? Fuzzy Tacos?
Yeah, like a pussy.
That's awesome. I think Trey just came out.
Yeah.
It sounds just like something Trey would do.
Yeah, it does.
Like a pussy. Oh, well, Trey is here in spirit. But that's funny. That's a great name for a taco. Yeah.
So y'all are going to be coming to Louisville real, real soon, right?
Yes, we'll be there on October 20th.
Yep.
At the Mag Bar.
Yep.
With Jim Harrelson and somebody else.
The Stevens.
Who?
The Stevens? They're like Stephen King themed or some shit.
Okay.
Are they supposed to be horror punk?
Yeah, the Stevens, Jim Harrelson, and Bug Bot.
Oh, Bug Bot. Okay. Yeah, we've been wanting to see them. We haven't caught them yet. Oh, cool. So, and
yeah, I heard they're really good, but I heard the singer has a case of RBF during the show. So,
oh, cool. We'll get along.
Yeah. I heard it's like, yeah, people say get ready for that, but the music's amazing.
All right, sweet.
Yeah.
And
of course, I mean that as a compliment, Bug Bot.
And of course, we love the Jim Harrelson here. So. Oh,
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And, that's going to be dope. What, are y'all playing anything before that in anywhere else?
Yes. September 30th, we're playing up here in Cincy at Whittler on the 8th. There's like 12 bands.
It's their big two-day Whit Fest. It's in north side of Cincinnati.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
Yeah, if anybody needs the address, you have to DM. You could DM us, I guess.
Oh, you won't announce
the password and all that.
Yeah, you have to know the password and shit.
Oh, this is a private get together.
Oh, it's gonna be, but yeah, a lot of people come. It's always a lot of fun. There's food and beer.
Oh, cool.
What's the magic word? Sea cucumber or banana?
What?
The safety word to get in. You said there's a password.
That was a joke about the password.
The password's bedbug.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
You said safe word, Sean.
Yeah.
You meant password. You have a one-track mind.
Well, I mean, I figured, you know, it was going to be a place with chains and stuff. You know, why not just mix it all together?
What is this, the 30th?
Yeah, just take your phone away from the microphone.
Yeah.
Okay. Just check.
It's a good time. It'll start at like 7, something like that, 8.
So cool.
So yeah, there's like 2 stages in the basement, so they kind of, you know, there's 12 bands, and it's like one band right after another one, and keep on switching stages.
Oh, cool.
And there's actually people to go see it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you all have always had a better scene, and going on decades. There have always been like 500-600 people there, core people that go to shows. And here it's like 30 core people, plus like their friends, if you could pull them from the right place. And, you know, and all the attendees are in bands anyway.
Down there,
so, but yeah, that's awesome. Who else is playing that?
Everybody.
I didn't, pull up that fucking picture.
You're not prepared.
Gonna be
God damn it.
That's not punk rock. You have to be very prepared.
You got it? Okay.
Friday, Saturday.
We're on Saturday.
We're on Saturday, but go ahead.
All right. Look, take that picture back up, dude. I don't know how to work your foot. All right. Vibrolas.
Oh, okay.
Ramathorn. Sweet Action.
Ooh.
Econophonics. Stokely's. Daywalker. Black Market Party. Fashion Kill.
Never did.
Get Wrecked.
Oh, I've heard they were good.
Cocktail Rock and Roll.
Okay.
And us, of course.
Yeah.
And the headliner,
D.O.S. Nice. That's cool. And, so you DM DOS if you guys want to know where it is.
On Instagram or Facebook,
I don't know. I don't know. If I have nothing doing that day, I might come up there. So
I'll ride with you, but it's, I'm at the mercy of whoever has wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get fed and shit and maybe a back rub and...
Hey, well, that one...
You'll see some boobs or some naked butts or something, you know.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Hot and sweaty. And
I'll show you mine.
Oh yeah, Joe said he'll show you yours. Yeah.
I get really hard nips before showtime. It's nothing sexual. Dang. It's just a cosmic thing. So I might just cut a circle in the glass. It's a show thing. It's just something that happens. You know, just let it happen. It's cool.
And scratch glass with him and be like.
Yeah, and if I go at different speeds, it hits different pitches. So, you know, like how people
need to start a band with that.
Exactly. Maybe get somebody who could play the crystal glass with water and kind of match it with that.
Oh, dude, I can do that.
Okay. Like Miss Congeniality starring Sandra Bullock.
Well, I want to be able to do that. I can't do it, but I pretend to do that. And if someone asks if I can do it, I'm going to say yes.
I pretend I'm Sandra Bullock. I don't know that one. You never saw that? Oh, it's a classic. No. William Shatner was in it. It's not a classic. It's very mediocre, but it was the leftover Comedy Central daytime movie. Terrible.
Oh, so what about, do you guys have anything new on the way out music-wise?
We got some new stuff. We got about 3-4 new songs that we're going to record in November, and we're going to re-record some of our stuff that we had out. So that's all going to be in the works in November. We're going to try to put it out next year, early next year.
Okay, cool.
Awesome.
We will look forward to that. We have been checking y'all out on Spotify. Y'all are officially on the Partners and Pals playlist on Spotify now, too.
Oh, shit. And for real, dude.
You've joined the ranks of everybody else that's been on the show, and you might be surprised on there. There's some
good ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Better than we deserve.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd be like, what?
Yeah.
We're so impressive, and you guys will be impressed when you look at the playlist. Some of them you'll be like, eh. But, yeah, for the most part, it's pretty awesome. But, yes. But, all right, so September 30th in Cincy. And anything before that October 20th show, or are those...
Nothing before that.
Oh,
yeah, we just got some after that, October 20th. October 28th, we're playing at the Southgate House Revival in Newport, Kentucky, with the Riot Rose Cabaret. That's going to be cool as fuck.
I heard that's a really cool venue.
It is.
Isn't it an old haunted, Prohibition era... Or it was a place they used to smuggle
booze. I heard it was a
place, for gambling.
They just renovated the new one. They renovated a church.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's still creepy though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only seen pictures of the new one, and I was like, "Wow, that looks."
Oh,
huge.
I haven't been to the new one. I've always had the one that was supposedly an old mafia house.
Oh yeah.
Is that the old one? I guess.
That's the old one.
Okay.
Back when the Cleveland mob ran. That part of Kentucky.
Yeah, I saw my old band played there to another band, and then I saw the Bronx and Mariachi El Bronx there.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was the only, that was the first time I saw a mariachi thing live. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And they wear the whole mariachi thing. It's real cool.
There's a band from Mexico called, Calibre 50, 50 caliber, and they play that kind of stuff. And they also play something else where it's like, instead of having a bass, they have this like super tuba thing, but it's not a tuba. It makes a tuba look like a trumpet. It's huge and very bassy, but they're pretty awesome. And
oh, that's awesome.
These guys I worked in a warehouse with got me listening to them. And I don't know. They got a kick out of me singing along. But yeah, good stuff. So, we've been listening to Destruction of Society. I'm not going to lie. I've just now found out it was on Spotify a little while ago. But I've been checking out some other bands like Doom City Villains. But I was listening to Sick Society and Eat Shit and Die. And I really like how you all are very punk, but you all have are still a rock band. Still a rock and roll band. So yeah, I'm kind of curious, who are your influences?
Shit, I don't know.
Yeah, we all got different stuff, but we mix elements of you know, hardcore punk, traditional punk, and regular rock and roll shit in there too. You know, it's just kind of like a little mixture of everything.
Gigi Allen's the only influence we have.
Hey, yeah. That's enough for me.
That's the only one you really need. I mean,
yeah. Juices.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're just kind of trying to throw everything in there and just kind of mold it together.
Nice. Well, he has have an awesome sound. And I dig it.
Yeah.
Sean digs it. And I can't wait. I'm definitely going to see you guys when y'all come here to Louisville, because I'll be at that show anyway. Yeah, it's a punk rock night, I believe, so.
It is, yeah.
Yeah,
and we love Trey, and we're always there when Jim Harrelson plays.
Yeah. Yeah, always. So,
I'm kind of jealous he didn't put the response on that. Well, we wouldn't be ready anyway.
Yeah.
I'm still a little jealous. Yeah. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, I'd like to play that. But, yeah.
It's not my decision. We just like, got asked to play.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not. Don't worry about it. We can handle things on our end.
Just kill off one of the other bands and just step in, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we could do some things.
Just show up.
Shake them down for their equipment, and then they won't be able to play.
What happened at the Troy show?
What?
Yeah, what happened to us at the Troy show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we fucking played this show at this VFW hall.
Yeah.
And this band just showed up. You tell me.
They were going to, they put on the show, and then they fucking backed out of the show. And then the day of the show, like, we played a show in Hamilton that day, and they drove about an hour north to play that other show in Troy. And then we showed up, and we were going to play after one band, and then these guys just showed up and started doing, like, four songs and got off the stage and fucked us, like, probably 45 minutes later.
Yeah, so, and they took forever to set up. It was weird.
It was some bullshit.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That does suck.
That was weird.
Yeah, that happened to us sometime recently at a place. Oh, not really? Going to mention the name of the venue or anything, but it happens. We played a killer set. We rocked it out to 5 people at the end of the night.
Yeah. There was about 10.
Counting the staff, yeah, there was 10.
There were people outside.
But so, Hamilton, do they have, like, a scene up there? I imagine they'd just be part of Cincinnati.
Yeah, we played outside to their little, they had like a little fest thing going on. They got people that have sex with pool floats. They have a big fest once a year.
Awesome. That's what they're known for.
Yeah.
Was Doom City Villains there?
No, I don't think they were.
No,
okay,
because
they'd be like touting.
Earlier in the day.
Yes.
Yeah, they were there, yeah.
Okay, because they don't even say we're from Cincy. They're like, we're from Hamilton. So,
yeah.
Like, they're the one band that does that. But I love them. I think their albums are
amazing.
Yeah,
they're good, yeah.
And Seth, we also know him from, you know, playing with Godawfuls and stuff, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, wow. So, y'all have a lot of good stuff coming up and going on, so.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Out of questions.
You're out of questions.
Yeah. I'm kind of high.
Ah, you're so unprofessional. I apologize for Sean. So did I. I'm still in my fucking uniform.
I had to be around academics all day and use my brain.
I had to lift and carry all day.
I was like,
it sucks.
The guy that people with degrees were asking questions, but I don't have a degree.
Yeah.
Also, like, the future's bleak.
Yeah, it is. But, yeah. So, we don't want to keep you, we don't want to hold y'all hostage or anything.
But, two questions.
Two questions, though.
Okay. Favorite hot dog?
Yes.
Favorite hot dog?
Yeah.
Brand.
Like toppings or type of hot dog?
Okay, all right. Okay, brand and city. Like, if a city, like a Chicago dog or something, but you also got to name a brand too.
Like,
I mean, Nathan's hot dog, like the hot ones, the meds or the brats or whatever, those are awesome.
Yes. See, Nathan's another Nathan's person.
Yeah.
Those are always so good.
I gotta go with the Queen City fucking hot ones.
Oh, yeah, those are good as fuck, too. Yeah.
Have you ever had soubrette dogs? Soubrette dirty... Well,
no.
I know you haven't had dirty water because you haven't been in New York, but sometimes there's a soubrette stand. But they're like the rival to Nathan's up in New York. They're really good.
I bet they're not better than Nathan's.
It's just different. Still nasty New Jersey dog.
Nothing's better than Nathan's. Ass,
luscious harbor water.
Made with different animals.
Yeah.
Got some raccoon in there.
Some possum in there and shit.
So, oh, hot dog answers. What's up? What's up? Let's go around. Who's next on the line?
What's the other question?
Oh, Sean's not satisfied with your hot dog answers.
No, I want to, yeah. More. We just heard one.
It's like a chili dog.
Chili dog?
Chili dog. The Cincy chili
dog. Cincy chili dog, yeah.
Morning star, fake hot dogs.
He likes the morning stars.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't like vegetables.
No. Vegan, right?
That's the weird shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and this last person, what's your favorite hot dog?
No.
That was it? The vegan dog was last?
Yeah.
That's cool. No judgment.
Yeah, dude. Morningstar makes good stuff.
I love their grillers, though. I'm not going to lie.
I can hear it in your voice. James is going to whip your ass when you come to Louisville.
Uh-oh.
Watch out.
Wild
man.
Yeah, he doesn't like lips and assholes like we do.
I'll find some vegan lips and assholes. That way everybody's covered.
We'll find them.
I really like, I know we're talking hot dogs, but you said Morningstar. I love the rib patties. Have y'all had those?
Yeah, I've had those. Those are good.
I am a carnivore. I usually only eat meat, but I would eat those over the real thing. It's so good.
I like their fake bacon that tastes nothing like bacon. It just tastes like it, but I love it.
Bacon.
Bacon.
It's fake and bacon.
Oh, yeah, I had another question and I fucking forgot, so it must not be important. Oh, yeah, no, I fucking forgot. Fucking lost it again, so hot dogs are good enough.
I have one.
What? Oh, horror movies?
I have been, yes.
That's what I meant to ask. Go ahead.
It's that time of year. I've been watching a lot of horror movies. I always watch horror movies all year round, but once September hits, I turn it up and watch even more. Are y'all horror movie people at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what was the last horror movie you guys watched?
The News.
Oh.
What is it? Oh, yeah.
The local news.
That's good. I like that.
It's the worst show ever.
Yeah, it is. I try to avoid it because it's terrible.
I just watched Basket Case for the first time. And
I've never seen that.
It's a classic.
That movie's insane.
You think that Carolyn little basket freak would be like a little more appreciative?
Basket Case. I need to see that. That's on my list.
Everybody watch Basket Case.
Yeah. That guy went through everything to take care of his twin, and his twin did not appreciate it. Every time he tried to get laid, he'd have to not only cock block him, but kill her.
Oh.
I mean, I feel for the twin, but damn, you know?
You're ruining the movie for me, man.
I thought you already fucking saw it. You know what? You're 30 years late, dude. Should have been on it. I mean, there's not much to it. We're good.
I don't know the plot.
Don't tell him anymore about Basket Case.
Oh. Well.
You're going to ruin it for him tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let me tell him some more about it. No, there's really not much more.
I need to see that. It's on the list. I have a huge list of shit I'm trying to rewatch and shit I've never seen. So hopefully I will get to everything.
Go watch Cannibal Holocaust. That's the last one I watched.
Oh, really? I've never seen that one.
I watched that shit last night with my lady.
Oh, yeah? Is it? It's totally gruesome and gory, right?
It's fucked up. There's like, there's a lot of bad shit in it.
Is it like Terrifier bad?
What's that?
Is it like Terrifier gross?
No, it's like disturbing bad.
Oh, yeah, like psychologically?
It's like disturbing as fuck, pretty much.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, those are hard for me.
There's like dicks getting cut off in it, fucking cannibalism and shit.
Yeah.
There's like man, get the kids and watch it. get mom and dad and shit.
Family movie night.
Yeah. Fucking cannibal Holocaust. Bring mama and papa.
You know that's actually a. That would actually be a family movie night at my house because we're all fucked up like that. So.
Yeah.
My kids are teenagers, so yeah, it's cool. Like they think that shit's awesome. So that might actually be a family movie.
Try to ruin the fucking family with this.
Is it that bad?
Or watch Green Inferno first.
Yeah, Green
Inferno is tight as fuck. It's kind of the same, but it's less animal abuse in it.
Oh, so I'd start with Basket Case and work your way up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Cannibal Holocaust. Wow, that's a lot. Dicks getting cut off and... Damn, dude.
Yeah, dicks getting cut off always bothers me.
Pussies getting sawed in half is worse.
Yeah.
That was gross. That was nasty and uncalled for.
Yeah,
it was.
Pretty
tight.
He said it was pretty tight.
It was uncalled for, but it was cool that they
Everybody
did.
Everybody deserves that.
I can't unsee that. It's like Vietnam. It's my Vietnam. Terrifier is my Vietnam.
That's great.
And I've been pistol whipped. I've been robbed. I've almost died a few times. And that's my nom. That's my PTSD. If I have
PTSD is Terrifier.
Yeah. Well, I guess we've kept y'all long enough, ruined enough movies for you.
Yeah.
But wow, I totally ruined Basket Case. Well, not all of it. There's a little bit left. Get in
there's
there.
There's like 5 minutes left that you can catch that you don't already know about.
Well, the movie's only like 20 minutes long anyway. Not long at all. It's like an hour or something.
Everyone, if you're in the Cincinnati area on September 30th, DM DOS and find out where about the show that they're playing. And Louisville people,
ask for the safe word.
Louisville people, they'll be at the Mag Bar with Jim Harrelson and Bugbot and the Stevens Punk Rock Night, October 20th. DOS, thank you so much for joining Partners and Pals tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we will definitely get in touch with y'all soon, and we'll definitely see y'all on the 20th.
Fuck yeah.
Sweet.
Sounds great.
All right.
Delicious. All right. Great having you.
Thank you.
All right.
We'll talk to y'all later.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. DOS, ladies and gentlemen.
DOS. That was good.
Yes.
That was good. That was short and sweet.
And... they are a band.
I need to take a conversation class. I'm starting to realize this as I listen to episodes. I'm not good at talking with people.
As a band, as us branching out and playing out of town more, we're getting to meet more bands that we want to have on the podcast that people in Louisville may not have caught yet.
But keep in mind, we had L7 on before we even cared about playing out again.
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm just saying that we hope that you all enjoy, give us feedback,
We do try to get everybody, like, not just Louisville bands, but the region and anybody who will come on.
And next week, our episode is going to be from Indianapolis. Gay Black Republican will be joining us.
And those are the guys that run Punk Rock Night. And
in Indy, yes.
A couple of them, I believe, are combat medics, which is, I think, is pretty bitching, however you feel about, war stuff aside, like, that's kind of bitching that they're in a band, but they're also combat medics. It's like MASH.
Yeah.
Like,
ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. What's up?
The God Awfuls have been nominated for Best Non-Local Punk Band in Indianapolis' Punk Rock Night. Speaking of Punk Rock Night.
Let's vote for them.
So, everybody, go out there and vote for the God Awfuls. All right. Yeah,
God Awfuls all the way. And you know what? You know what? I also, by the way, listen to their albums, High Risk Choices and Old Habits. I think they mostly play High Risk Choices stuff, but Old Habits is really good. Check out Eat Shit and, or no, what's it? That's a song. Destruction of Society, DOS, the album. It's pretty bitchin', and I've been listening to the Doomed City Villains, This Body is Haunted album, and that shit is tight. It is amazing. I recommend Hot Dog and Modern Breeders. Those are my two favorite songs. Oh, and The Gobbler.
Gobbler.
Yeah.
I've been listening to this.
Oh, Wilson Pickett? Dude, yeah. I've been... let me tell you about the Wicked Pickett. I can tell you for days about the Pickett. We should cover a Pickett song. Dude.
I want to cover that. I want to cover Land of a Thousand Dances.
We should cover...
No.
I mean, yeah, we could cover that, but we should cover it.
Dude, yeah, I was born to do that song, dude.
All right. We should back-to-back, like, you sing a Pickett song, I'll sing a Pickett song.
That's fine.
And, and it'd be pretty bitching, yeah.
Yeah, well, you do your Pickett song, then I'll do, then I'll, like, come out. Like the back or something, but
we should do that Temptation song, You're My Everything, that they did way that David Ruffin and Eddie Kendricks did later in the movie.
Oh,
after
yeah.
they had left the temps,
yeah,
yeah, do a David Ruffin. I'll be Eddie Kendricks for the moment, you know, even though I live more like David Ruffin, I feel like David Ruffin,
you yeah.
I kind of do have some... I'm a little more reasonable than David Ruffin. You got to give me that.
A little bit.
I mean, y'all haven't kicked me out yet. I mean...
It's because you write all the songs.
Everybody brings something to the table. And I haven't been kicked out of Partners and Pals yet. Dude, seriously, hey, if, like, a manager comes along and, like, offers, like, hey... Get rid of that Sean guy. Dude, I'll be in on it with you. We split it. Just talking
about money
and, like, he ain't got to fucking know. And, once again, like to thank DOS. Like to thank Nubian Heritage for being our sponsor. They're not really our sponsor. I just really love the soap. And, yeah, fuck you. I love it. And, oh, by the way, I have a bottle of some of that. Can bead stuff for you. You're gonna love it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. You know we take care of ourselves here at Partners and Pals. I mean we work hard, but we play hard, and then we recover hard.